Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Derrick Henry met with the media during mandatory minicamp in Owings Mills.
Yeah, it's been cool. You know, it's the culture is just like I expected. They work hard. There's togetherness, a brotherhood. Everybody pushes each other on all sides of the ball. And it's been fun learning, getting to know everybody, but just trying to do my job as well.
Anything off the field with Lamar that has helped maybe develop that relationship a little bit?
No, I mean, we haven't done anything off the field yet, but I think it just comes natural. Two guys that are down to earth, love winning, love playing football, and like I said, with Zay, we're both from Florida, I think it comes easy.
How has the adjustment been for you coming to a new team? You know, you played with one team for so long. Just the scheme here, how do you feel like you're catching up with all of that?
Yeah, it's definitely different in terminology and everything, but it's a challenge and it's fun. And doing something new is always going to bring a challenge to it. But, you know, I embrace it. It's been fun learning. Guys helping me, running back coach, Coach Tag helping me as well. And, you know, just continue to grow, continue to learn everything, and let the transition on the field.
Is it the terminology or what else is really new here as compared to Tennessee?
The way they do certain things different than how we did them in Tennessee. Some can be the same, but different terminology. But it's fun learning new stuff and brings a challenge to it. See how smart you are on the field as a football player. So,
Derrick, along those lines, are there things that you brought with you from Tennessee in terms of ideas or like certain designs, things they do that you like? Not getting too into the strategy, but the things that you like
me
that they do that
you
kind of have that dialogue with?
No. I got to come here and show them I can do the things that they present first for. I even get the opportunity, if it even comes. So, I've just been a sponge trying to learn anything and going out there and trying to do my best.
I know it's been early, and you guys haven't done a lot yet, but when you go up against the defense, are you starting to get a feel of how they're playing you with, when you're back there with Lamar, how they're reacting to you guys?
I think the defense is going to do what they've always done, be physical, be fast, and get to the ball no matter who's back there. So it's been the same from now, how they operate and the physicality they play with to when I was playing when I was an opponent in Tennessee. So.
How much you think that, just having Lamar next year, how much will that open opportunities for you, obviously, you take so much attention of the defense, but how much do you think that would create opportunities and lanes for you?
Yeah, it definitely brings a different aspect because he's a dual threat quarterback and he's dangerous with his legs, just as he is with his arm. And it's going to be fun and a breath of fresh air, not being the center of attention, knowing that eyes are going to be on him as well. But I'm just excited to get to work and put the work in out here and let it all come together when it's that time.
Derrick, Lamar's never really had a running back the caliber of you and everything that you bring. How much pressure do you think you can take away and take off of Lamar's shoulders just being the quarterback?
Yeah, I think me just doing my job and executing, being efficient in everything that I do so we help one another. And my job is just being explosive, making explosive runs, being a threat in the run game and anywhere else they ask me to help out this offense. So it is me focused on doing my job just so I'm a threat to opposing defenses.
Derrick, as long as you've been in Tennessee, I'm sure with the rhythm of things, the setup of things, you got really comfortable. What have the Ravens done here to kind of help you find the groove?
Yeah, I think football is football, and it's just learning the terminology and the way they do things. And then once all that comes together with experience and reps out here, then I can you can go be yourself. But some of the things, you just used to from experience doing throughout the years, run plays and different things like that. But you know, every offense has different things and how they do it. But it's just repetition and getting familiar with it, and then going out there and being yourself and being a great player, where you know how to be.
Derek, you talked about being unique. Challenges to not just coming to a new team's O-line, but coming to a team that's still figuring out its O-line with so many starters gone?
Well, I think we all just focus on getting better. Every year, each team is going to be different. And that's just how this business goes. And I think each guy is embracing every single one of their roles. I know I'm embracing mine, trying to work as hard as we can. And that's all you can ask for your teammates and everybody as a whole.
Derek, you talked about being the center of attention for much of your career. And here, there'll be games where you're not the center of attention. Do you feel you can be as impactful in games where maybe you don't get 20 carries?
Yeah, I'm going to try to take advantage of my opportunities. I'm not going to say, no, I'm not going to be impactful. I expect me to be impactful every time I touch the ball and each and every Sunday or whatever game day it is, whatever day it's on, and have an impact and do my job the best way I know how, so for sure.
Derek, have you had a chance to explore Baltimore, and if so, how do you like it?
Oh, I love it. I ain't had a bad meal here yet. The food good as hell, so. It's been fun, especially getting around with my teammates, them showing me around. So it's been cool. So I can't wait to see more when I'm fully here when the season starts.
Derek, speaking of food, how do you plan to attack this whole free crab cake thing from Jimmy's Famous?
Yeah.
What are the restraints there? How many crab cakes have you eaten at one time, and what else does it include?
Yeah, I went to Jimmy's the first week I was here. Great presentation. They gave me so much food, I was like, I can't eat all this. I'm about to take some of it home. But I definitely appreciate them. Their crab cakes were good as advertised. I don't know if I'm going to eat much during the season. I usually try to stay on a strict diet. But I might have one or two on the victory, depending on how I feel.
All right, thank you, Derek. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you all.